say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country all right. boy alone.
Fucking minute. 1, 2, 3. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. We're at Live Oak in our new studio here. Thank you to Deep Eddie. We appreciate everything. Tab X, Hasten, Janelle, everyone here at Live Oak. You guys are wonderful. All of our sponsors on the show. Today is going to be a cool show. I got two Kylies with me. Kylie Blakely, Kylie Strickland. Kylie Strickland has not been with us for a while. Before we get on that, Blakely, thank you very much for helping me host last night.
Thank you
did a wonderful
me.
Job.
That was so much fun.
You
I can't wait
it
to do it
night.
Again.
It's rare that I get to just sit and watch my own show when we do the writer's rounds. Last night, I didn't have to shit. You made.
I just got to relax.
I just got to fucking listen.
You.
I just got to listen to artists last night. Cornbread Cowboy did my show, or he helped host a couple weeks ago.
He's fun.
And
Ori's
I thought I had to babysit him. I love you, Ori. I thought I was going to have to babysit his ass the whole time. I didn't have to shit with you last night, so thank you very, very much. And the artists you brought were wonderful.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed it. There's no better way to celebrate your birthday than good music, good friends, and good drinks. So thank you, Deep Betty and Tab X.
Thank you so much for doing it last night. Now to you, dickhead.
Hello.
For all of y'all who don't know,
nothing has changed.
No, not at all. Kylie Strickland is part of the success of this show. If I haven't kissed your ass enough in the past, when we first started the show in 2020, Kylie was probably our first big guest. I don't even remember how we got introduced to each other. I think it was Trey Lewis how we got introduced to each other.
It had something to do with that. When I got into the Dick Down in Dallas video. It had something to do with that. I don't know how.
I don't remember how it was.
Maybe you reached out to me. I don't know.
I know I reached out to you. I just can't remember why.
And then I never stopped coming, and we pretty much just...
Came
I almost
buddies.
Brought you a shirt today, but it's the only one I have left, and I don't want to get rid of it.
The black and
the
pink
black
ones?
And purple one that says Josh Terry, and then it marks out and says the Kylie Show.
Yeah.
I almost brought it, but...
Yeah. I need one of those.
Yeah,
I'll
I
get
loved
you
it.
One.
Yeah, you should.
I think we still got some somewhere.
So wait, is Blakely your last name or
it
your
is
middle
my last
name?
Name.
So what's your middle?
My middle name's Marie.
Okay.
And I've always said that like I love my last name. And if
it's
I had
cute
a,
together.
If I had a little girl, right, imagine Blakely and then like my husband's last
right.
name, right? Or a boy, Blake.
Right.
Because
it's
just
perfect.
Such a fun
Either
name.
Way, yeah.
It's such a pretty name.
That is. That's perfect.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna get a word in on this fucking show.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm glad. I'm hungover
yeah.
from last night anyway.
I am a yapper for sure.
This is fine. This is exactly what I needed to be. No one gives a shit what I say any fucking way with y'all two here. But no, I was trying to kiss your ass for a second because I know you haven't been on social media for a minute. You're just now getting started back up with it. But we've had an opportunity, been blessed the past year and blew up to where we're getting to do stuff in Nashville.
I'm so proud of you.
But
honestly,
a lot of that stuff
would.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Okay. A lot of that shit wouldn't have happened if you wouldn't have helped and been part of some of those shows. And I hope you know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back, bitch.
Thank you.
Well,
I enjoyed it though. No, I appreciate you ever inviting me to come though. I mean,
well, you were always cool. Like
I really
always loved you being around.
Our times together, the ups and the downs. Not too long ago, I was. Having a day, I was feeling kind of triggered, and him and I watched listened to the Cody episode together. We had never sat down and listened to it, and that like really goes into detail, and I was like, you should really listen to this, and so we sat down and listened to it together, so.
We still get messages about that episode.
Really?
All the fucking time.
Really?
It's our biggest episode by far. I don't even know what the numbers are at on it now, but it's our biggest episode.
It makes me feel good now. Like, now I can go back and it's healing to me to go back and listen to it now. But you two, I couldn't go listen to it.
I don't know how you listen to it.
It was just
I know you haven't. I know you haven't heard it. So it's called From Bruises to Blessings, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's even a clip in it that
it's like a 9-minute phone call.
Yeah, she plays that we clipped out from her voicemail, I think. And it was
a conversation between him and I.
And it's the scariest, most abusive fucking thing.
It's pretty rough.
You can hear.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like I don't want to go back and listen to it.
I don't think I could. Now it's like, especially now where I'm currently at and who I'm currently with, it is like so.
Happy looks good on you, by the way, dude.
It is.
You look good. I'm proud of you.
It is.
I'm very fucking proud of you.
This is exactly where I am supposed to be, where I want to be. It is perfect. Where I need to be. It's great.
Well, you could tell, like, when I first met you. And what I'm going to say, please don't take it the wrong way, because you're a woman and you're fucking going to.
I'm not.
You were in a happy place when I first met you. Mm-hmm. And you could tell when you started going off the rails a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that version of you, but I knew that wasn't you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I try to see the best in everybody. And when I first met you, and, like, I was this way. Like, I got off the rails last year, and I had to get reeled back in. And I'm luckily, I had a very good support system and some good people around me that brought me back to me being me.
Right.
And I'm glad that you're the person you are now, but like
it hurt to see that. Like, I think a lot of I didn't start social media until after I was divorced, but like I was married and you know I was like a stay-at-home mom, and this is who I am, where I'm at currently now. I got divorced, so you know that was very hard to go through. I didn't ever plan on getting divorced, so that was rough. And it just with everything, I guess, like with that, I was already kind of hurt, but then with the whole Cody thing, like it just all kind of,
it snowballed,
just transpired and it got out of hand. And
but that happens to all of us. Like
I needed that, like in a way, like a lot of people are like, what? But I needed something to happen to set me the fuck down. Essentially,
you have to be humbled. I mean, sometimes you have to be broken and shattered sometimes. Like, there's a lot of people that just want a reset, and for me, and it seems like you're probably the same way, a reset doesn't work for me.
It does not for me neither.
I have to be fucking shattered.
Yeah, some people have to hit rock bottom.
Yeah, I have to be, like, completely fucked. Yeah. Like, crawling.
I heard this thing last year when I was going through my shit, and it was a preacher, and it was, God wants you to be shattered, and he wants your heart to be into 1,000 pieces because it's more pieces to give him.
Okay.
And when I heard that, I was like, okay, that's what's wrong with me. I'm not giving enough of myself to the problem or to him. And when I got shattered, I was like, okay, now I know what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And it made all the sense in the world to me at the time. Like, and that's where I caught shit, and I imagine a lot of people did, that kind of supports a lot of people through the bad times.
Right.
And, like, because I never stopped supporting you, because I always love you. Like, even when me and you have got into it before, like, I don't think I've ever turned my back on you. I think, like, probably there's been times that me and you haven't talked for a while. But I've always seen the good in you.
Right.
But you're just going to have bad days.
And,
you know? But I knew who you were. I've always, like.
And I think that people could. And I think that a lot of people knew that I was, like, really hurting deep.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, is, like, I look back and I'm like, why did nobody care enough to step in? But the thing is,
you wouldn't have listened.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have fucking listened.
I'm a stubborn bitch.
Yeah.
So
I could have showed up at your fucking house and been like, bitch, let's go talk to somebody.
There's
and you would have told me to go fuck myself.
Yeah.
No.
I wasn't feeling emotions. Like, I wasn't allowing myself to feel sad, to go through all of the emotions of everything that I'd been through. I was just drinking to
cover it up.
Cover it up.
Yeah,
that was my downfall.
I got real bad about that. I was numbing everything instead of facing it head on and being healthy about it. I wouldn't even touch my problems until I was shit faced. It'd be 3 o'clock in the morning. I would call my old lady, and that's when I would cry or I'd be upset, and that's when I would let it all out.
Yep.
And she got tired of that shit. She was like, "Why don't you talk about this shit sober? Like, why don't you address?"
Well, it's because, like, I feel like, and this is just me, and I know a lot of people out there probably relate to it, but you shove it down because, in my mind, at least, I think, this is an emotion for a later date. I'm too busy. I can't handle this right now.
You don't want to be vulnerable.
Well, it's the vulnerability. And then it's also, I don't have the time for this right now. Like, I don't have time for a good cry. Like, this is ridiculous. And then you shove it down and shove it down and shove it down. And then it resurfaces at the most inopportune moment ever. It's almost like getting sick. Like, you keep putting it off and putting it off, and you're taking NyQuil and you're taking whatever, and then finally it hits you and you're like, I've got the flu. All right. And then you got
to
face it head on.
Yeah. And when that moment comes up, it's a ticking time bomb.
It is.
You explode.
It is.
And you can't control yourself when it happens. Like, I know I can't. Like, and you can see on anybody when when it's your time and you're fixing to explode. You're self-destructive as fuck. Yeah. You can't. I could see me in you, like on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see you doing shit that I 100% was doing, and I just wasn't posting it. Or like,
absolutely.
I was 100% doing it.
And another thing that was my downfall was my brand, essentially, that Kylie doesn't give a shit. Kylie does and says what everybody else wants to say and do, but just doesn't have the balls to say or do. Yeah. And so essentially, you know, that had a factor to play into it too. It was just mentally, I was not okay to be on social media and as big on social media as I was.
Do you think would you not having it for the past 2 years was healthy for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not only I really did enjoy the break. I mean, I was still there. I was still scrolling. I could still look at everything and keep up. But it wasn't just, I think, getting out of that environment together as a whole, like with outside influences, because I put my head down and I worked and I went to home and the kids stuff. And that was it. I worked 17 hours, two jobs, and hustled just to live, you know, because I went from making all kinds of money to making no money at all within and then everybody's like, what happened to all that money? I'm like, lawyers, bond, like rent, like, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely loved it. And then when I decided to come back, I kind of jumped in. I wasn't sure. I thought I was going to get the shit, dude. I thought people were coming at me with pitchforks.
They were going to. I was concerned for you.
It was going to be hell. I thought they were coming down. But it was been mostly positive, and so I really enjoyed it at the beginning, but now I'm kind of wishing that I wish that I wouldn't have came back, but then I kind of enjoy the little that I have now that I'm doing with it. But as far as like making it a career, because I'm in school, so as far as like making it a career, I just want it to be fun for me now as opposed to a career.
Well, I think too many people, and I do hope you don't take this the wrong way when I say this, I think that too many people make it their lives, and you get wrapped up in it so much you don't realize that it's not real life.
Right.
That it's part of your life. Right.
But, and I do too. And so I do now. Like, now, like, so that's where I'm getting at is like when I first came back, it was January. I hadn't started school yet. I just started school back in March. It's been 3 weeks now. And you can see that, like, I'm putting less and less into it because it's just not a priority to me anymore. My home and my school and, you know.
It's supposed to be something that you do. It's not supposed to be something that you only do.
Right.
And I see so many people that they wake up and that's the first thing. I just didn't understand it. And I still got friends that do it.
I did this?
Yeah. You used to be on live all the fucking time. And I don't.
You get so many followers doing that, though.
I get it. But if you're on live all the time, how are you really living?
And you're not. You're not.
And you're not.
It makes no sense to me.
And it's just not what's important to life. Yeah. Life to me anymore. Yeah. Like, and I see that now. Yeah. Like, and not that when I came back to social media, it wasn't a priority to me. Like, when I came back to social media at the beginning of this year, I still wasn't wanting to make a career out of it.
Yeah.
My plan was to go to school like I am. That's my number one priority.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
So that's my number one priority. So it wasn't my number one priority, but now even more, like, I'm falling back from it, like, more and more.
Well, you should have fun with it. And I still think, and I've said it since the first day I met you, there's just certain people that, whether it's you being a train wreck or whether it's you being funny or whether it's you being whatever, you can't take your eyes off certain people on social media.
Yeah.
Like, and you're entertaining as fuck.
Because people still, I never lost my humor.
Yeah, you are entertaining
shit
as
like that.
You
like,
should.
I'm still the same Kylie, and I'm still funny as shit if I'm on live making homemade fucking bread. Yeah. I'm still funny.
I know you are.
I'm just making bread while I'm doing it. Instead of getting drunk and dancing on my kitchen counter, I'm kneading bread on my kitchen counter now.
Yeah, you,
on live,
you
literally.
Should definitely still put stuff out there. It's just
I do like
doing it all the
videos,
time.
But
yeah.
I can't. Well, it's just like when I came back to social media and I had an account that had like 100-something thousand followers on it before I got, it was a backup account.
Yeah.
And I just came back and started posting my cooking videos. But I love cooking. There is, when that man comes home from work, he has a hot plate. I ain't never talked no shit. Everything I've always
said that shit forever.
Is the truth. That man gets hot plate every night, whatever he wants to drink, he's taken care of, okay? But I was making videos of like my meal and stuff, and it took the joy out of it for me. So I stopped doing that too. Like, it's not a priority to me.
Well, those people, you have to realize this, folks, is much as they love you 1 minute, can fucking turn on
turn
you the
on
next.
You in a minute.
And if they take the joy out of you doing something, stop fucking doing it for them.
How about since I've came back to social media, I've already had one person come on here and be a catfish and try to be my friend.
Yeah.
Like by being a catfish and saying that she lives here and she lives in all this. These people are nuts.
They are.
Yeah.
They're weird. There's so many weirdos.
But they
out
will.
There.
They'll switch up on you quick. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to, there's too many people. That's where you almost want the people that tough love shit, the folks that will tell you the shit you don't want to hear, the more you're around them, the more you really appreciate
right.
the fuck out of them.
Right.
These fake people on social media, I've seen.
I try to tell these people all the time,
much.
Y'all don't know. Like.
Mm-mm. I didn't like when you had your incident, the way that people came after you. It pissed me off so bad.
They wanted me locked up under in the basement.
There were people trying to get me to take your episodes off of my show. And I was like, no, I believe in grace. I believe in second chances. The second that she gets to come back on social media, like, I want her on the show. I'm going to stand behind her. Because if you don't think I've done stupid shit.
Right.
The only difference between me and her is you didn't see my shit.
Online.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of people have made mistakes. They're just not plastered all over the internet for it. And like, and I made videos about this too, is like, we're in this cancel culture and I came back. Do you know that what people call me is probably the most vile thing that someone can be called?
Yeah.
And I still chose to get on social media, apologize and show face and take accountability for that.
Yes.
Who in their right mind would come back when they didn't have to and publicly apologize knowing people are going to call them that word?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I was ready and mentally ready to take the heat, and I thought it was going to be horrible, and it
Well,
really
I
wasn't.
I hope people realize that they've got skeletons in their fucking closet.
Right.
And there's this worse shit.
You gotta forget, like, you have to forgive people.
You have to.
I mean,
you have to.
And you can't judge anybody because who knows, like, you don't know, people don't know how they would have been acting if they were in my shoes at that point in my life and everything that had gone on.
Well, it's not even just that for me. It's pretty much this. I'm gonna make a mistake in my life probably today. And I'm going to look at you, I'm going to look at Kylie, and I'm going to be like, please show me grace.
Right.
If that person sitting across from you doesn't feel the same way, there's something wrong with them. Like, they're going to...
That's more on them
gonna,
and their character than it is on you and the mistake that
they're
you
They're going to screw up. If they're not able to show you grace, then they shouldn't deserve grace.
Right.
And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Everybody messes up. It doesn't matter what you mess up. Even in the Bible, it says all sins created equal. It doesn't say that some stuff isn't equal. It says everything. So there's no way people shouldn't forgive you.
If someone's not willing to give me a second chance, I could understand it if I came back to social media and I was still the same old Kylie on here acting a fool and all, and you know, all of that mess. But Ray Charles can see that I am in no way, shape, or form the same person. I'm sure that you can even tell just sitting here having a conversation
you
with
won't
me
even go out with me tonight.
On and off camera.
Yeah.
I don't go out.
OG would be like, let's fucking go.
I would.
And you're like, I'm going home to my dogs, my man.
My rabbit.
I don't want to do shit. Well, I'll even go a step further. I don't care that you are being different. I think it's great that you're being different.
Thank you.
But even if you wasn't, and you were still doing the same outlandish shit that you were doing, you still deserve grace.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Like, you still like it. That doesn't
I mean, I know
hinder
that.
You from getting grace.
I understand
grace.
What you're saying, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. I can understand people a little bit more if I was back doing.
People need to like put themselves in somebody else's shoes sometimes.
Just for a minute.
Just walk a fucking mile in somebody else's
just
shoes.
Just for a second. I was hurting really bad.
Yeah.
Some days I was struggling to stay alive.
Okay? I was worried so bad about that for so long with you.
There was, like, after the incident?
Yeah.
There was one time. There was one incident. And it's the one time I have ever recorded myself crying.
Yeah.
Ever. But I was pacing. I was in my apartment. I lived in an apartment. I got evicted from said apartment. I worked my ass off. You want to know the rundown of what I did for the past 2.5 hours? I mean, 2.5 years?
Yeah, I would fucking love it.
Quit job. I mean, worked 2 jobs, 17-hour days, an emergency veterinary clinic, and waited tables. Lived in an apartment, evicted from the apartment because I could not afford it. Kudos to single mothers and how y'all are paying rent, because I lived in a 2-bedroom apartment and it was $1,700 a month. Nonetheless, kudos to you guys. Anyway, moved back in with my mom, worked, whatever, met this lovely man, moved to Alabama, happily ever after. That's it. That is it. Work, work, work. Which was always so comical to me when people were like, well, what would you do if you didn't have social media?
I would
go back to fucking work. Like, what the hell? And I have a very good work ethic. But what was I telling you about?
I don't know. You went ADD on me.
I know. I've been doing so good until just then.
Yeah, you fucked up.
No, I was listening.
Yeah, I was. You drew me in.
You're a really good storyteller.
Yeah,
you
fucked me up. Yeah, I got sucked into that. And whatever we were talking about right before that, you fucked me up.
And I feel like God does. There's different phases of life, right? And I feel like sometimes people that are proud like us, you've got to get humbled to, one, appreciate where you're at and where you've been.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you're going.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
If it weren't for the incident, I mean, I've got.
Who knows?
I feel like you do have a good work ethic, and I feel like it's something to say in this generation. And
oh God,
it's one of those, like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, what else can I do? I'm going to work. To get where I need to be.
I didn't get anything handed to me.
No.
Like, and my family, I come from a somewhat higher middle-ish class family. But they still didn't hand anything to me. They've owned a restaurant for 60 years. When I was 16 years old, I was screaming, "Welcome to Moe's!" Like, I've worked. I've always worked. Always.
And the thing is, too, with the incident or whatever, you don't know if that's setting you up for your next thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. It could be the thing, you having a restart with all of this. It could be
absolutely.
It could be taking you your calling.
I know.
Like, because I love the fact that you don't have a negative outlook on this.
Oh, absolutely. Did it suck? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Did I need it? Absolutely so. Like,
oh, you
absolutely.
Were talking about recording yourself crying.
I was killing myself.
That's what it was. I was trying to go back. I was trying to go backwards. And we called each other at the same time. Yeah, that's what it was.
So I was in my apartment pacing with my gun in my hand. And my dog, I'm bawling, just like absolutely full on, like I'm like, this is it. Like,
yeah.
I have had those moments before, but never have I been so sure.
Yeah.
And I just, the dog, I sat down on the couch and I was just sitting there, and the dog jumped up on me and started licking me, and I called my dad. I'm about to get really emotional talking about it. My dad came and picked me up, took my guns, and I haven't had my guns since, but I also have been so good since.
Good.
Yeah. It was rough. But that was the one and only time. Like,
yeah.
I guess it sucked. Like, the whole situation sucked. Not just because, like, of the whole social media and the charges, but, like, that fucked up shit with my kids.
Yeah.
Like, it fucked up all kinds of shit. But I needed it. Yeah. Did it suck? Yeah. But that was the only time that I really, like, had an issue with it. Because I know that I'm not a traveler, sir.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, mentally, I was okay with it, and I was thinking, like, okay, this is going to pass, because you know that this is not what you are, or, like, or that you meant it in that way. People were saying that, like, I lifted up my bathing suit and was, like, licking my lips, and I was like, come
people are fucking
fuck
stupid.
On, people.
People are,
like,
fucking stupid.
I don't know. But that was the one and only time.
Yeah, I was worried, and I think I was worried because if I would have been in your shoes... And I think this is, like, I try to put myself in someone's shoes and stuff like this. I thought about how far you had came and what you had built for yourself, mm-hmm. and I thought about what you were going to lose. Mm-hmm. I thought about what was...
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
And when I tell you everything,
yeah.
homegirl lost everything.
That is
everything.
That's the...
And I don't just mean... Humbling. I don't mean materialistic shit at yeah. all, because I don't give a shit. Yeah. Like, everything. Everything that was important.
Yeah. yeah. And it was one of those things, and I'm going to catch a lot of shit for what I'm about to say, but I'm still going to say it. It wasn't where you should have lost everything. It wasn't bad enough to where you should have been humbled that much.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, I yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't worth you being pushed that far. Mm-hmm. Like, should you have been reprimanded 100%?
Absolutely.
Like, you yep. definitely should have been humbled and put in your place for it.
Absolutely.
But,
like I said, I needed it. You know what I mean?
But the shit that came along with it, the being called the names that you were called and talked about the way you were,
just
not
a
even,
dramatic.
Not even kind of.
just a little dramatic.
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
TikTok used to be so fun, and we used to dance, and now people like to dox people and like call
it's
people's
Tumblr
jobs
2.0s
and things like that.
There were shit that were sent to me all the fucking time because people knew that I just was not going to talk shit about you, and I loved it. I did an episode about it because people were just constantly sending me stuff, and I was like, I love her. Like, I know me and her ain't on the best of terms right now.
Right.
But I love her pretty much. And I gave my opinion on it, and I stand by that opinion still. And I say it to your face.
Do you know how many people, like, when I first came back to social media, everybody, not everybody, like I said, I am so surprised by. Because did you see anything on your For You page? Like, I felt like everybody's For You page would be filled with Kylie Strickland is back, and she's a this, and she's a that, and blah, 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 blah.
The way that it went down when all the bad shit happened, I would have thought when you started to back up, it would have been catastrophic.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if you saw when it happened. It was every big person with an account,
everybody,
fucking
everybody.
Body.
But then you had people who were making videos about it, but then a few months later, like, big creators reach out to me and be like, I'm so, like,
yeah.
you know,
because
just checking
they
on you, and I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're pieces of shit.
Fuck off.
They're pieces of shit.
I try to tell people, I am so real with my followers. I try to tell these people on the internet, these big creators are not
your friend.
They're not.
They are not who they even portray that
no.
they are on the internet.
And the Mormon mom talk is, like, just proof of that if you've seen
yeah.
that show, because it's so accurate. They're not friends. They're not friends with each other at all. They'd cut each other's throat if it meant them getting
yeah.
ahead.
It's
you get about 1 in 10 that you meet on there that have a following that are who they portray themselves to be.
Right.
The other ones, they're not even kind of. They're putting on a fucking show.
Right.
They have a false sense of reality. They have a false sense of fame. And they think that they're something that they're not.
Or they piggyback off of other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's not enough people that realize, like, even when me and you used to go do stuff together and travel, it was a family. Like, this is the first trip she's been on with us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not.
It is a family.
It's not. It is
close.
It's not using each other. It's working together. I don't understand why people don't get that. People want to use each other, and that's fine. You're not going to use me or my friends, but we can work together.
Right.
If you don't want to, how many times have I asked you?
We can be successful together.
Yeah. How many
ride the train together?
How many times
absolutely.
Have I asked? How many times have I asked you to probably make a TikTok when we've been out?
I don't even think I have ever.
I haven't asked you. Like,
ever.
I'm not going to. Now, if like something funny happens, I'll be the first
absolutely.
One. I'll be the first
teeth.
One to record
when
some
I left
stupid
my teeth,
shit.
When I left my teeth
oh, yeah,
at
when,
the studio,
yeah.
the very first day that I came to the studio,
she left her fucking
teeth
at the studio.
On, like,
funny
yeah.
as shit.
And I left them in there, and I locked the door. Was locked out behind me. I got shit ass drunk and passed out on the couch. You remember this?
Yeah.
And I left my freaking teeth in there, and I had to
it
call.
It was hilarious.
Him, and I was like, "Dude, you got to come let me back in. My teeth are in there." Dude. And he was like, "I've had women." He made a TikTok. He was like, "I've had women call me and tell me they left all kinds of stuff at my place, but never their teeth." And
yeah.
I was like,
but if we were using each other, if you were not trying to build a friendship or relationship and have honest, genuine friendship with somebody, I'd be like, hey, girl, I know you got more followers than me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make a TikTok right now. I'd be constantly about that
right,
shit.
Yeah. Right.
And that's just
and
not what it is.
There are creators like that. I experienced that at the NFR, and
yeah.
I'm like, Well, my experience, this was my first ever NFR trip, and I was so grateful. It was so, so, so fun.
Oh, girl.
But it's one of those things where, like, I call it co-collaboration. For example, I feel like there's so many catty women in the Western fashion industry and in the rodeo world.
And catty women
and
in
it
general.
It sucks because, like, you can't gatekeep... You can't keep a lifestyle.
And that's not a girl's girl.
No.
Way.
And here's my thing is you get a lot of girls like me, more cowboy than you. And they act like all that. And I'm like, hun, I'm trying to share this
right.
with you. I want to see farmers get represented. Yeah. I want to see agriculture get represented.
But they don't see
they
it
don't
like
see
that.
It
it's
like
all
that.
About the views and the followers.
They look at me and my pink pants and they're like, you don't know anything. And I'm like, you're right, I don't know anything. But you know what I do know is how I can help you guys. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Yeah. And they'll fight
you
tooth and nail.
You can teach me and I can teach you. That's
and for
deal.
Me,
well,
and
like,
with
you have knowledge for me, I have knowledge for you. Let's use it together.
Well, it goes hand in hand with everything that Josh was just saying is like there's enough success out there for everybody and everybody
around.
Has their own lane. I have no problem saying, hey, I've got a Western fashion boutique that I think you'd wear really well
right.
and they would love to work with you, and reaching out to my friends and like, hey, my friend makes pants, my friend makes shirts, why don't we work together
right.
and to me that's co-collaboration.
Yeah.
That's not, hey man, let's make a TikTok, and I'm like, I'm working right now. There's a concert going on,
right.
and I'm watching my friend do a set.
No.
I don't want to make a TikTok right now.
Yeah.
So it's coattails versus co-collaboration.
Right.
You were last night. I was so surprised. Like, I was – it blew my
she
fucking
mind.
It wasn't just that. It's she talked business last night. Like,
she sounds so good.
She
I
have
a hard time
is
to read
so
off. It's a problem.
You're doing
fucking
good.
Business.
Yeah, you're doing good.
It was so badass.
She's good.
Well, there's a certain people – like, and you're the same way. Like, you can tell who wants to succeed and who is not taking opportunities lightly.
Right.
And, like, it doesn't matter where I go. Like, I have a good time. I love having fun. But also, too, I'm not missing time with my daughter right now for no fucking reason.
I'm
not sitting up here for my health. I'm doing this because I want to succeed. And I like being around people that have the same
mindset
goals. Yeah.
As you.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, it's nice to be around that.
Well, to me, it's not so much business as it is, to me, this is fun.
Yeah.
I worked for a construction company and I was salary. So like I took my work home and I worked constantly. And then when COVID happened, my position got moved to remote because I told you about the sexual harassment incident. And it was one of those, like, I worked around the clock and I couldn't turn it off and it was miserable. And when I was in the office, I was in my cubicle and I was 9 to 5 miserable, driving 2 hours to work and 2 hours home because I was making good money for the first time in my life. And I worked hard and I liked it because I felt successful.
Right.
Now to me, this is so much more fun because I get to experience good music. I get to make connections with my friends, and I get to work with brands that I've idolized from a young age.
Right. You're having fun and you're having monetary and
yes.
career growth.
And not to say
that
there's not
through
stress and there's
fun.
Not work
right,
that
right,
goes
right.
with it.
There
but
is.
It's
absolutely
it's significantly
there is.
Less than sitting in that cubicle.
Right. It's going to be better for your mental health in the end.
Oh, yeah. I'm so
sure.
much more happy
right.
now. I'm so happier, and I'm
right.
so grateful for where I am. And there's points right. in time where I get so stressed out that I go to tears. I'm so stressed out. But then there's times where I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to manage all this?
Right.
I've double booked myself. And how am I going to let these people down and let them know, hey, this isn't going to work out? And then there's a part of me that's like, 10 years ago,
right.
you were scrolling,
you
watching like Elva and Taylor Russo and all these people you looked up to. And now here you are doing collaborations with Jediah and other people that you
yep.
looked up to. You've got to take the good with the bad and appreciate
yeah.
where you are while still yeah. grinding to get
yeah.
to where you want to be. Because
yeah.
I know I'm not going to look the way I
if
do forever.
Stop, yeah.
I want to be a mom. I want to get married. I want to settle down. And I'll probably still be making content because
yeah.
to me this is fun. But at some point in time, that's why I like doing this side of things.
You'll
and booking
grow
my friends
with
for
it.
Event and booking brands for events.
Yeah.
And it's fun because I get to sit there and I don't have to make content. I get to sit there and enjoy the
show. You'll be
yeah.
doing this shit forever.
Oh, yeah.
You're made for it. You're,
I love it. I
yeah,
love the music side of stuff.
You're 100% made for it. Speaking of made for it, I'm glad that you're back doing shit, Kylie, just for the simple fact that you're made for it, too, though.
Yeah, I do have the personality
You are.
For
there,
it.
There's certain people, both of y'all, there's
yeah.
just certain folks that have the personality. And I hope now, with everything that's happened, I hope I don't. Are you? You're not sober. You were sober for a while, right?
Yeah, I quit drinking for about 6 months. Cold turkey, just quit. Then I kind of like gradually brought back into it. I still drink every now and then. Currently, right now, I'm not drinking, but
it's good.
Yeah, just whenever I feel like it.
I think that the reason I asked that is, I think people can see how happy you are now, and I wonder if you can take what you're doing now and it makes somebody change their lifestyle. Like, if it gives them, like, the content.
If I say, like, a sober story?
Yeah, well, not necessarily sober story, like, because.
But the thing is, so here's my thing is that, like, so when I quit drinking, like, I also did some intense therapy, man.
Yeah.
Still, even if I need it, I will check in and do it. I allow myself to feel things now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still struggle with things. I still get triggered, but now like I can drink and I'm not just drinking just to like numb. So I'm not just, you know what I mean?
I get it.
But other than that, I mean, I feel like my story can help somebody because everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah.
Well, like you don't have to like completely, do you know how long that I spent? Like even when I like started dating him and not just in men, like, I had to forgive myself for what I did in order to get to the happiness that I have right now because I was still struggling with, like, am I worthy of this because of this one mistake that I made? And I am. Like, one
self-hatred
mistake does
is
not
a
define.
Bitch.
Like, can you imagine how miserable my life would be if I sat around and beat myself up for the next rest of my life because of a mistake that I made when I was 31 or however old I was, years old? Like, that would be horrible.
Yeah. What I meant was, though, the content that you used to make as happy and funny as it was and how it made people, I wonder now the way you're living, if it you have that power over people because you're so entertaining, if it encourages people to live differently. Like,
you
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, not necessarily just sober, but, like, taking better care of themselves.
Right.
Like, because you are very, like, and I hate the word influencer. It's the fucking stupidest word to me.
I hate
it so much. But you do influence people. I wonder if you can take this second chance and it helps somebody look at themselves.
I hope that it does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I think
always,
it will.
And that's the same reason why I did my DV story and like when it happened and like I immediately like I was in the hospital bed making a video about it because I didn't want to just pop back up 3 months later and which I already had a million followers when that happened and was going live all day every day. Everybody was gonna wonder where the hell I was at, but I didn't want to just pop up and be like, "Hey, I'm healed now." I wanted to like show from the beginning, hey, this is what the fuck happens. Please take it serious. It sucks. But in the same sense too, like in a way I do kind of wish that like, not that I could have been on social media, I think the break was good for me, but I do kind of wish that people would have seen what I've been doing and everything that I've done in the 2.5 years because then they might have a better sense of me like now and then I might have would have showed them like, hey, yeah, you could have lost everything and hit rock bottom, but if you work hard enough, you can drag yourself the way like back out to where you were. Like,
yeah, see, that's the story that I want people to see. Like that's
like
that's,
I literally clawed my way like from
you know
the incident to now, like mentally, financially, like in so many ways. Like
do y'all know the story, the fable of the donkey and the well?
No, let's hear it.
All right, there's this donkey, right? And it's crazy. So I don't know if I ever told you this, but when I was 18 to 21, I was a fucking shithead, right? So I've been to boot camp and a detention center twice.
Speaking of, real quick, it's okay to ask right now, how's your dad?
He's same.
Okay.
Yeah, same. Okay. Thank you, asking that. I was at a boot camp and rehab detention center twice. So first time it was 60 days, the second time was 90 days. So it's not like prison or real jail. It's when you fuck up on probation or whatever and you got to go.
Did you have somebody in your face yelling?
Yeah, kind of. It's when you're not a badass enough to go to prison, pretty much. Like, they know you're not going to make it in prison, so we're sending you to boot camp, right? Okay. But when I was there, somebody sent me this fable, and it literally has stuck with me, and it's just something that it'll be with me the rest of my life. But this donkey falls in his well, and it's at rock bottom. And it's wading in water. And a donkey has to make a decision, like, am I going to drown or am I going to give up and just die? And it starts clawing at the side of the well. And when it starts clawing at the side of the well, stones start to fall.
Okay.
And when the stones start to fall, it starts building a platform. And the more he claws, the more he's wore the fuck out to start off with. Like, he's damn near dying because he's struggling so hard. But as the bricks start to fall, and he goes from being tired and wore out to where he's building strength. He's building strength, and he's actually gaining muscle. So by the time he gets to the top and he's out of the well, what was killing him to start off with is what made him strong enough to get out of the well. So what usually breaks us down to start off with that is just destroying us is usually what builds us to get us to where we're supposed to be. And, like, that is something that, like, it's something that is always is just stuck with me. So even when we have the worst shit ever happen to us, it's usually the stuff that defines us and makes us who we are. So I don't like when people have given you shit, because the thing is, the thing that they give you shit about is probably going to be the thing in a couple years.
It makes you stronger.
It makes you who the fuck you're supposed to be. You wasn't going to be you. Like, please don't punch me, because you have hit me.
You never made me cry when I was sober before. Well, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, I mean, I thought he said whale, and I was sitting there for the first part of that story trying to figure it out,
like,
until he said,
oh, my bad.
until he said stones. I'm like, oh, well.
It's that southern accent.
I'm like, donkey and the whale.
Yeah, my bad.
God.
My bad. And please don't punch me when I say this, but ever since I've met you, like, you can just tell, like, certain people are made for more.
Yeah.
Like, do your OnlyFans stuff, do whatever the fuck you want to, but with your personality and just who you are, I've just never thought, when I've looked at you or I've been around you, like, that's you. Like, I don't think that that's your end game. I don't know what the fuck your end game is.
To be a large animal. Well, that's the goal.
And that's great, but I think that there's something, like, even when you shared your story, and I've never fucking said this to you, when you shared your domestic violence story, the way that it helped people and the way that you empower people, there's something special about it.
Do you know how many people wrote me when I was, like, they didn't even know if I could even see it or anything.
Yeah.
But they just wrote me and was like, hey, I'm just checking in, I miss you. Yeah. You helped me through so much, and blah, 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 blah. And then, too, like, I was trying to say this earlier, I got off track, but, like, when I first came back, there's so many people who were upset that I came back. And then after, like, creeping and watching me, they were like, you know what, I owe you an apology.
Uh-huh.
Because you actually are, like, completely different. And, like, that's, I just want people to give me the time. Like, it's okay to not like what I did. I don't like what I did. Like, it's okay. But just give a second.
Well,
chance.
I feel like you have
grace.
A testimony,
like,
to share.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what it is a testimony.
Absolutely.
Of, like, what you've overcome and everything you faced in your life. You know, starting over and then starting over after DV genuinely, and this is something I've said for a long time, especially with, like, my own struggles and my platform and long before I even had followers, was what's personal is often universal.
Right.
And when you're sharing these stories, you never know who might need to hear it.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's one of those where you could be just scrolling, and there's times where I'll stop and something will really resonate with me.
Right.
And there's times where I comment and I let somebody know, like, hey, like, that's really, you know, thank you for sharing that, because it made me feel ABC. And then there's times where I'm like, oh, that's dumb, and I keep scrolling.
Right.
But it's
as
one of those.
Should. If you don't like something,
you don't have to consume it. And that's what it is with social media. I don't know if it's a generational thing, because a lot of older people do it too. But you're not forced to consume it. You can you can block that person. You don't have to engage with it. And if you're engaging with it, I feel like you're opening up the gateway to hate. And because you're doing the hate.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if it's towards somebody that you may disagree with politically or spiritually or even lifestyle-wise. You don't have to consume it.
Right.
If you see somebody living a different lifestyle that you don't approve of, then why is that on your For You page? Are you commenting hate
because
on other people's stuff?
That's what I'm trying to tell people. That's what you're doing. You're just telling TikTok that you want to see more of this. Just scroll and go on about your business, Joshua. There are people that are paying $5 a month to watch me on Instagram Live that don't like me, that just want to screen record my shit.
Yeah, they're assholes.
Just pay $5 just for that.
Well, thank you for the engagement. I do that when people comment hate, and I'm like, keep arguing in the comments. Thank
you. I don't engage
them at
all.
Just put gas in my car.
If I don't like you, I just go on about my business.
I don't understand. it just blows my mind, and I'll never get it. But this is something that if it's just so insane to me that it's so understandable, you'll never get it. I don't get how people are that miserable that they pay or they view stuff they don't like.
Me neither.
They have to be the saddest people. And if they are, I don't have to say anything to them in the first place because life is already won for me. Like, if they're that bad off, life has already beat the shit out of them.
I try to look at every, and I used to not be this way. I try to look at everything with a, if something bad is happening to me, I try to find even the smallest little positive that came out of that bad situation.
You have to.
Because I don't want any negativity fucking up the peace that I have in my life right now.
Yeah.
So I don't, I couldn't imagine sitting there and just watching someone and just feeling rage and just being okay with sitting there and feeling rage inside of me. Who wants to feel that? Mm-mm. Like, I'll never understand.
I'm not going to watch anything.
I'm glad.
I'm not going to look at anything that makes me feel that way in the first place. Right. Like, why would I do that?
Why do you want to feel that way?
If I know that Nazis piss me off, I'm not going to watch Nazis.
Right.
Like, that makes no fucking sense. Like, if I know that I don't want to hear hate speech, I'm not going to go fucking download hate speech.
Right.
Why people do that to me?
It's something I'll
people
never
look
understand.
For problems. Yeah. I feel like
and misery is, loves company.
Well, that and like my favorite insult in the world right now, and I could thank TikTok for it, is I have a job. What does this mean? Because when you're so chronically online,
right.
And that's what it is, when you're so chronically online that you've got nothing better to do, that you're making influencers or subjects or topics, your
right.
entire personality, that you don't
have
a hobby
them.
I'm like, bro, go touch grass,
right.
This is
right.
Go touch grass, just get outside, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, those people are just the fucking worst. I don't get them, but also
keyboard warriors,
yeah, who
that's
cares
all it is. And then you go to their profile and they've got no videos or pictures.
Good.
By the way,
I didn't know that.
I told you,
dude,
I'm just
you
doing it.
I didn't know what I was getting
today.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was getting.
Are
I'm
you so
I'm
shocked?
Oh no, I'm happy. I'm super happy for you.
Thank you.
Like, I'm proud as hell of you.
Thank you.
I am.
I appreciate
I was worried about you for a long time.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
My ADHD.
I got ADHD
something comes
real bad.
Oh, no, I have to say it right then or I'll forget it.
I forget it
and
too.
And I'm very proud of that. To be quitting smoking the cigs.
You should be.
I never
That's
thought
hard.
I would.
You, like I said, you were a big part of this and I loved working with you.
I did too.
I really did.
We
like
had
you
a
were,
good time.
You were one of those that whenever we did a show, like, I hate your filthy fucking mouth. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, you used to say shit that made my skin crawl.
Have I? I don't think I've cussed that
You
much
have
today.
Not. I'm very, very proud of you. But you're not the worst at it, so don't get me wrong. Shout out to Gypsy. I love you, Gypsy. Gypsy makes my skin crawl worse. You haven't met Gypsy? Gypsy travels in a van. She's like my big sister now. She does a lot of veteran events with us.
Okay, good for
you
her.
Would love Gypsy.
Really?
She's one of the most wonderful human beings. She's like in her 40s. She does OnlyFans. That's like all she does. She made a decision a couple years ago to buy like this fat ass van.
Good for
and
her.
She wanted to see the country. Like, and she travels the world now, and all she
good
does is
her.
What she wants to do.
Cool.
And I absolutely love this one. And she's one of those, you would love her too. She'll stop whatever she's doing to go like work with a veteran charity.
Good for her.
She is just, oh my. And when you look at her though, you're like, what the fuck? Like, not in a bad
right
way. Not
well, what does she look like?
She's skint head.
Like, is she eccentric?
She's
got, yeah. Okay.
Mohawk tatted up. She's I'll
those
show you.
Those are the best people in the
yeah
world.
You wouldn't,
some of those people
you
that look scary are the biggest
yeah
softies.
Those oh
my
God, she's
my
absolutely
heel
wonderful
I love
human being.
Like that.
But yeah, dude, I didn't know when I reached out about you doing a show because I think the first I either scrolled in one of your lives or I saw something.
I came in your live. One time.
Well, I saw it was something of yours that I saw though, and I saw you drinking a beer, and I was like, oh shit.
Oh, it was Jessica.
And I was like, well, what is she doing?
I can still drink. I can just drink.
Well, it
responsibility
wasn't. It was me. It was me being judgmental.
Yeah.
It was me being judgmental. And I was like, what is she doing? Because I saw from the outside, and I remember a text message that you had sent me a couple months ago about how you didn't have social media and how good you were doing and all this mm-hmm kind of stuff. And I remember getting that text message, and I was like, God damn, I'm proud of this girl.
Yeah.
And then I saw you drinking,
like,
and
that
I
bitch is lying.
And I was like, "This lying bitch."
That bitch is lying.
I was like, "She is." Yeah, why that bitch send me this text message, getting me all fucking happy for her?
No, I can do it. I
that's
can
good
do
though.
All.
There's
I
nothing
can
wrong
do
with
it.
Both yeah, I'm not.
Now.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not knocking it at all.
You know?
Like it's fine. I just didn't know what a good place mentally you were in until today, and now it's like, okay, she's where she's supposed to be. That makes me super proud of you.
Yeah.
Because like I still remember like us being back in Texas and all that kind of stuff, and like we had fun, but there were some hard times. But the good times were just as good.
Right.
But like there were.
Texas was hard.
Yeah. There were times between me and you, like, yeah, I've always seen you like my little sister. But
I'll never forget breaking down. I couldn't even talk. I couldn't breathe in the back of the damn Uber that night from leaving the stockyard after Cody went to jail.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
If y'all want to hear that, go back and listen to that show. I don't even remember what the fuck that show was called.
It's on that one.
Oh, is it?
Like, we talk about the Texas trip as a whole is a different episode, but we talk about the drama of the Texas trip in that episode.
Well, I'm just glad that there's no bullshit or nothing between us. I'm happy for you in every single aspect. Like, you are welcome to do anything with us up here or whatever, anything with your social media or whatever. However much you want it to be part of your life. Yeah. Now that, you know, I'm in a position to where we can have you involved in anything in Nashville or whatever. Because you are a star, dude. Like, you are so entertaining.
I can't have it overwhelm me.
Yeah, don't. It's not. And I know she doesn't do it. I don't do it. It's not your life. It's part of your life.
Yeah.
You have to live. Like, it is. When I go out, there's still people around us that they'll be on live the whole time, or they'll be doing something when we're out, and I'll be like, why the fuck are you doing this?
I like you miss out on genuine human connection.
I don't
want
to
do anything.
It's like, why are you talking
to
people?
I used to do that all the time back in the day.
It bothered me. I get the point. You're trying to make money, trying to get followers, all this kind of shit.
Right.
But there's
losing the moment.
Yeah, there's 100 people in this room right now compared to 1,000 people online. You can have a real human interaction right now, but you're trading that for people online.
Right.
Why? You're on live and you're forgetting how to live.
You're preaching to the choir. Believe me, I know. Yeah. I've been there, done that. I learned my lesson.
Good. Then you can do anything fucking want to with us then.
I learned my lesson.
I hope when people hear this and they see you and they look at your social media, they show you grace, they remember that someday that they're going to have a mistake happen in their life and they're going to want to receive grace. They're going to want to receive forgiveness.
I hope they do too, but, you know, at the end of the day, I forgave myself.
That's all that matters.
I'm proud of myself. You know, life is good. I'm happy. And if they forgive me, I'm very thankful that they do. And if they don't, well.
That's on them. That ain't on you.
That's on them and on their conscience, and they have to deal with that, and they might have to answer with that one day, and that don't have anything to do with me.
Well, the good thing about that, they're not the judge, the jury, or the executioner in your case.
Yeah.
Or in any of our cases. So if they don't, they got an answer for that.
Yep. Tough titty, said the kitty, you know.
That's right. Well, thank both of y'all for doing the show.
Thank you
for driving up here.
It was nice to come. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've come a long way, man.
Well, we still got a long way to go.
That's right. It's only up from here.
Damn right it is. Well, I love you. I love you so much.
I love you.
I'm going to give you a hug.
I was about to say.
I love you.
A freaking hand.
I'll give you a hug today.
Thank you.
That's the most awkward hug ever right there. I don't want to knock this over. Thank y'all for listening to the show. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.